it failed, but did you actually file an answer to this?
He sent me...
Tony, let me ask you, this file's a little disarray. Do you have an answer, or did Mr. Denton file an answer?
Yes, he did.
I filed a couple of them.
At least I have a copy of it. I was, maybe just file it with the court.
Yes, I did. I filed two.
You filed two.
Okay.
This is the first one. And I had some help on that.
That's fine.
From an attorney, but this, and I thought I would be in here to see you. According to the attorney, that would lead to today. But these people sent me another thing in the mail. And so this is the answer to that. And then they sent me this in the mail that I just got the end of last week.
Now that, the second thing that he's referring to, Mr. Cernick, is a notice of intent to file written application for default. That involves a different party. That would be the parties in possession.
I believe it would be the parties in possession, then a potential spouse he may or may not have.
Nope, in the
and
court.
He's not married, is that correct?
No, in the court. Did that. They got the right date wrong, but they got, but they've already dealt with that.
And do you have a copy of Judge Larson's order, Mr. Cernick, that he rules on your motion to dismiss without prejudice concerning a spouse? He looks to me like it was August 25th, so you may not.
Yeah.
Let me just read that. The court, having reviewed the motion, the file finds the defendant, Russell Craig Denton, does not have a spouse, and the spouse of Russell Craig Denton should be dismissed as a defendant without prejudice.
Okay.
He's just stating here, and Mr. Denton, you obviously informed the court, you're not married, is that right?
Well, not directly, if my attorney did, on that first one.
All right.
But it's, I mean, it's a matter of record. I've been divorced for 13 years. So,
well, Mr. Denton, let me ask you, I see in your answer that you claim you've got this affirmative defense that you're not the owner of the of record of the either the note or the mortgage in question, is that right?
No.
Is this your mortgage?
They purchased a mortgage that I had. Yes.
And you're in default on it?
Yes. But in my second answer, I assert that that's not the argument germane to the issue.
Well, you tell me what you think the argument germane to the issue is.
Whether or not the contract is binding under the law.
Mr. Cernick, I'm assuming you've received his second answer.
I have, Judge.
Why don't we just go to you? It's your motion. Tell me your position with respect to Mr. Denton's, well, your position concerning your motion, and then respond to his answer.
My position concerning our motion for summary judgment is that we've complied with all the elements to be able to foreclose on his property, which is we possess a security interest in the property, and that's a mortgage signed by Mr. Denton. That security interest conveys an estate or title, which, reading through it, it's pretty obvious, or at least to the legally trained person it is. And then the third part is that he's in breach of the mortgage by, well, first and foremost, he just said so, and also, he hasn't made his monthly payments. And then, nothing I see in his answer or second answer controverts any of those elements and puts them into an issue whether there's a factual issue on that matter, and also we've complied with the statutory prerequisites to bringing the foreclosure action, which is sent the demand for payment and a notice of right here, which are attached as exhibits to the petition. So given that I haven't seen anything to controvert or bring in issue of fact in the play, nor anything to contest our legal right to foreclose, I would argue that we are entitled to summary judgment. As for, I guess his second answer, I'm not really sure what to say about it, except for what I guess what I would say is that nothing in the answer controverts anything that's germane to the our ability to foreclose on this case. Well, he may I guess have valid policy arguments and whatever other kind of arguments. I would argue that they're, for the most part, completely irrelevant to our ability to foreclose.
Very well. Mr. Denton, I've had an opportunity this morning to look at the petition that was filed by Mr. Cernick, and he and his client have complied with the statute. Now, what's before me today is they've now asked for a motion for summary judgment, and in that motion, or any motion for summary judgment, they need to show me that there's no material facts that are still at issue, that the facts that Mr. Cernick would point out would be the same facts that you would either admit to or you would point out, that there may be other factors that are not material to the question that they raised in their petition, but with respect to any material fact, those aren't at issue. And that's what I need to decide today, whether there's any type of material fact out there that the two of you would disagree on. And of course, that goes back to my initial question to you, because the two or three most primary factors are, was this your mortgage? Did you sign
I understand
the
that.
Number two, have you made your payments? And if not, are you truly in default? Number three, did they send you a notice that you were in default and allow you some time to catch up? And if the two of you, two parties agree on those facts, then I need to apply the law.
Well,
and what
are you saying that the Supreme Court decision that in which Justice Story is quoted there is irrelevant?
I'm not saying it's irrelevant, but from what I've read in your answer thus far, I don't see anything that points out some material fact that's not at issue,
well,
or some legal reason why you should prevail.
My hope was that I could submit to the court my arguments, the law, and this evidence.
Well, you can certainly, and I don't know if you have anything that you didn't state in your motion.
Well, no,
I'll review in its entirety your response here, but
that's all I ask.
I don't, at this point, don't see anything where you're disagreeing with what Mr. Cernick has just told me.
Well, according to Justice Story, the contract itself is not binding if it's based on a fraud.
And what are you telling me, though, is the fraud?
The entire system.
The banking system?
Yes.
Do you realize that if I was going to be convinced by that argument, as would other judges throughout the country, that all the mortgages that are being foreclosed on, there'd be no basis for those mortgages? Is that what you're arguing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Cernick, is there anything else you'd like to tell me?
No, Judge.
All righty, well, I'll take a look at both answers filed by Mr. Detton, and also review the rest of the file, and I'll get an order out.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Judge.
You want to, unfortunately, I'll look at
it. I understand. I understand. I totally get it. But you should understand that one in 10 families now, one in 10 American households is about to be foreclosed on, adding what was last year to one in 7.
Mm-hmm.
If this train keeps going the way it is, it'll be 1 in 4. And when the system collapses again, then the people who would be in their homes when the system collapses because of the law, and I don't ask you to do anything that isn't based in law, would still be in their homes, whereas if it collapses again with them on the street, then the whole damn thing unravels. And that's all I'm trying to do.
Right. It's
plus,
and I think most people in my position are sympathetic with defendants in these type of matters. The problem is that it's basic contract law.
I understand. I understand that, but they should be willing to take compensation in place of kicking me out of my home, right?
And no matter what I decide here, I'd keep in touch with either Mr. Sayre or Mr. Cernick or his client, because you may still be able to get something resolved, even if it goes to decree. Any given month, I signed 2 or 3 orders setting aside decrees because the bank has come back and said, you know what, we finally worked out a payment.
Well, no, so. The part of the argument is, Your Honor, is there is free, clean, unlimited, environmentally friendly energy available to the world anytime I'm able to get it out into the world. I've been trying for 10 years. And if they would carry the case forward for me, then they could have $10 million, and that's fine with me.
And that's something that, if you want to continue to try to negotiate with them, no matter what.
Well, but that's my argument. If they won't take $10 million for my house in order to keep, well, this is the law. This is the evidence. And thank you for taking it. That's all I got to say.
All right.
And whatever you find, there's,
you know, here's the deal. I can't accept this because anything that I'm going to be reviewing is going to be on affidavit. Now, the arguments, even though they may not be in the form of affidavit, I'll look at. And so what's here, but all that would just be thrown in a box by the clerk, and I wouldn't be able to look at it anyway.
Not even personally.
No, because again, everything, well, that's the law again, is that I review on motions for summary judgment, I base it based on affidavit.
Okay.
I don't know what all this is, but if you want to submit it, I'll take a look at it. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
This is written argument.
Yeah.
All right. I'll look at that too.
And I guess you don't need that because
that's just a delineation of the, right. If you're going to go to trial, then you'd want to have all that. But at this stage, motions for summary judgment are just based on affidavit. But my guess is most of that is somehow alluded to in your argument. I'll take a look at it. All right?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you. And if there's some way you can come up with some funds, I encourage you to talk to them about it.
How about that? I'm the publisher of that, and it's referenced in that. Could I give you that much?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Why did he send me that third one if he'd received my second one? Okay.
Sure.
And when I get my thing in the mail, I'll know how long I have before I'm out the door of that house?
Yeah, you've got a demand to delay a sale. Yeah. That would be 6 months from the day of the decree, and there's no decree.
So yet. I'm not out for 6 months yet?
No, it wouldn't be even after my order on